Okay, so beginning slichas tonight. So it's a bit of a scary time. Zeichlim v'royadim. I hope we'll be able to concentrate well enough on the material that we'll learn tonight. Bez Hashem. So we're continuing in the piece from last week, which is Perek Ches. Perek Yud Beis in the Memoraim, Ois Yud Beis. We're up to the last paragraph of Ois Yud Beis. And basically, what we saw last week in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was that he explained that he ended off with the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which is that he said, you know, there's two pathways before me. One going to Gan Eden and one going to Gehenna, and I don't know which one they're going to take me on. And the explanation of that, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explained, was that after everything is said and done, the tikkun comes through Gehenna also. In other words, the Gehenna cleans off and purifies the filth off of the person, the filth of the chatoim off of the person. And ultimately, there's a tikkun through that as well. The Yisurim and the Gehenim, they all purify a person, and they also bring him to a point of tikkun. And we added to Rav Yaakov Moshe what we saw in the Leshem, that the Leshem says that Gehenim is literally going to be turned into Gan Eden in the future. And we explained that based on what we saw in the Leshem previously, that even really Averus, you know, Va'atam b'chayiz kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving life to everything, and every single action that a person is doing is really feeding off of some kind of nekuda or nitzot, as is usually it's referred to, a little spark of Kedusha. So that after the Gehenim purifies, wipes out all of the all of the filth surrounding that nitzitz of kedusha, all that's left then is the nitzitz of kedusha, and so that, you know, that ultimately the tikkun comes in one of two ways. The tikkun comes either the way of Gan Eden, which is the way of Torah and mitzvahs, or it comes via the root of Yisurim for not doing the Torah and mitzvahs properly. That's where we got up to in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and we'll do the last paragraph soon. I just wanted to first read to you a Leshem in Hakdamas V'Sha'arim. If someone has the Sefer, they can open up the Hakdamas V'Sha'arim to Shar Vav, Perek Ches. And the Leshem also at length discusses these two drachim, these two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about his final aim. And the world is always, basically what happens is the world is always moving to that goal, that aim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Even when it looks to the superficial eye, even where it looks like things are going backwards, there's no such thing as going backwards. Because even when bad, terrible evil is done, that itself is burning out the evil, as we saw in the past from the Leshem. And the evil deeds or whatever it is, they have a spiritual, they create a spiritual entity, which is going to be the Gehenim in the future. That is going to be the person's Gehenim. I mentioned the Nefesh HaChaim says it, and the Leshem says it in this parak over here, that's exactly the pshat in Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Schar Avera, Avera. Reb Chaim Volozhin says this in Ruach Chaim, in his Bir on Avos, is that when you do a mitzvah, so it's actually very interesting. The same thing is with a mitzvah, same thing as the avir on the negative side. When you do a mitzvah, you don't necessarily sense the amazing effect that mitzvah is having. But truthfully, when you do that mitzvah, right now, you have literally set up your olam haba for that mitzvah. The actual doing of the mitzvah brings into a mitzias, brings into a real manifested form, the Olam Haba, which you will get only in the future. And the same thing, chas v'shalom, with an avera. The schar avera, the reward, kiveyachol, right? The retribution for the avera is the avera itself. It's not a separate thing. It's not like there's a point system that, you know, you do such and such, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you such and such aylam haba. No, it's the actual, real, spiritual effect of your mitzvah, of your avera, that you are going to get. You literally built it with your own hands. So, that even when there's chas v'shalom, tremendous evil in the world, and tremendous evil actions, even chas v'shalom by maybe Jewish people, the way Chazal would say, tzoneihem shel Yisrael, even then, the world is actually moving forward and not backwards, because the spiritual effect of those evil deeds build up the yisurim that is going to take over that person, both the yisurim in this world as well as the yisurim in Gehenna, so that ultimately it's still moving forward. It's just a question of what you as an individual are going to have to go through, or also us as a klal Yisrael as a whole, right? Golus, we would have been better off avoiding it. So the Leshem says, Ubidvareinu halalu. It's the second, I mean, in the old edition at least, it's the second paragraph of Perek Ches. Ubidvareinu halalu, again, Shar Vav Perek Ches. Ubidvareinu halalu, Yuvan Soid Mamorim Zal Bereshis Rabo. He says we can understand a Medrash Rabo, Bereshis Rabo, Parsha Bei Simen Hei. It says over there, Mitchilas Briyasa Shel Oilam, Safa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'maseyen Shel Tzadikim, U'maseyen Shel Rishoyim. From already the beginning of the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked, saw, and the Maisim, the actions, the deeds of the Tzadikim, U'maseyen Shel Rishoyim, and the deeds of the Rishoyim. Avol, Eini Yodea, Be'eze Mem Chafetz. I don't know which one of them does he want. Does he want the actions of these or the actions of these? Does he want the deeds of the tzaddikim or does he desire the deeds of the rishayim? Very, 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 very odd medrash. Since it says Hashem saw the light that it's good, so from that pasuk, I understand that what Hashem desires is the actions, is the deeds of the tzaddikim, and he does not want the maisim of the rishoyim. The mefarshim have a very, very difficult time understanding and explaining this medrash. I mean, how in the world could there be a hava mina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the actions of the rishoyim? A similar lashon to this can be found in the Sifri, in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Over there it says, Re'eh, Anoichi Noisin Lefneichem Ayoim Bracha Klala. The pasuk says, see, I have given you today, where I am giving you today, before you today, blessing and curse. Levish Nemar Achayim Vamovis Nasati Lefneichem Bracha Vaklala. Because it says that I've given before you life and death, blessing and curse. Shema Yomru Yisrael. Hoyel v'nozad HaKadosh Baruch Lefneinu Shnei Drachim. Maybe Yisrael will say that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu put before us two pathways, Derech HaChayim v'Derech HaMaves, the way of life and the way of death, Neilech Be'ezimem Shenirtze. So it's up to us. We can. I've actually heard people say this. It's usually been in conversation of with Bali Tshuva, who are more open with their, you know. So like, wait a minute, if I have Bechira, okay, and there's going to be, so I'll do the Averis, I'll get the punishments, and then I'll do the Tikkun in that way. It's like, the punishments are really bad, you're not going to enjoy that. Listen, I don't know, that's spiritual stuff, I don't have any kesher and any shaykhas to, I can't fathom it. I just know I'm in this world, and I want X, Y, and Z of Isser, and it's torturous for me not to have it, and so, like, you know, forget it, you know, it's mamish the same cheshbon of Esav, you know, it's all about today, and not tomorrow. So, like Rashi over there brings, Chazal already, he ate without a bracha, he got up without a bracha, it's a, so, that's what the Medrash is saying over here, that there may be people that will make that calculation. Listen, Hashem put before us two ways. They both work. He gave us both. Talmud Loimar, Uvachati, Lemaisa, I'm sorry, I should take a step back. The Leshem's bringing the Medrash without this understanding of the idea that both do the Tikkun. The Leshem is bringing the Medrash. The Pashas of the Medrash is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira, so that means he allows us to use whichever one we want. That would be the Havamina. Talmud Loimar, so for that, the Pasuk comes and tells me, Uvacharta Bechayim, no, choose life. Choose life so that you and your children can live. So in other words, the pasuk is coming to be memayit, to exclude that possible understanding that it's up to you and both are legitimate courses. Vihine, who move on? So, but of course that medrash is also strange. Like, what would be the havamina that a person would really have that havamina that you should do averis, that Hashem gave us a loisa say in the Torah, or a bunch of loisa says in the Torah, there's actually a havamina that we would think, yeah, okay, do those. V'hine hu muvan al pi dvareinu, says Elashem, so according to our words, it's understandable. Ki me'achar shetachles habriya shu b'shvila tikun de la'asid ha'shalim ha'isa mashiach l'chayilam abo. Hine hu ye'aseh kol ponim she'itu kana kol ha'yadeh ha'oinshim gam kein. Since the aim of the creation, ultimate aim of the creation anyway, is for the rectification that's going to take place in the future, in the days of Mashiach, and in Olam Haba, the life of Olam Haba, Hine hu yeasa, that's going to happen anyway. Right? Because everything is going to be fixed up through punishments as well. Because through all the troubles that a person goes through in Olam Hazeh, and the punishments that he will have, that he will get after death, yizbatel ra'a kuloi, all the evil will become nullified, the yichle kol ha'tumah ve'azuama, and the tumah and the spiritual filth will be finished, v'yukala einshim gufa gamken l'sibah gadoi l'tikun da'asid, so that it comes out that the punishments themselves are all a very big cause of the future rectification, v'la'gilu dat toiv atzafun, and the revelation of the hidden good, v'chanal. Im kein, so if that's the case, that both things are bringing to the rectification of the world, both things are bringing to the tachlis habriya, shema yoimera adam, maybe a person will say, she'yelich beizadech she'yirtza, so let me take whichever route I want. Ki ein ritzon yishal kadosh baruch hu b'zeh yoyisimi b'zeh. There would be avamina that a kadosh baruch hu, all that matters for Hashem is the final outcome. He doesn't care maybe which route you take. Me'achar shetachlis hakavon ar yosa kalponim. As long as anyway that the ultimate tachlis is going to be carried out, is going to be fulfilled, so do whichever one you want. Lachein amra ha'tayra. So therefore the Torah came and said, uvacharta b'chayim. You should choose life. Meaning you should choose the wake of Torah mitzvahs of Gan Eden. Ki ritzayna shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu rak sheyase ha'tikun asher betachlis kavanosu yizborg shmoy al dekiyum ha'Torah v'mitzvah dafka. The ratzon of Hashem is that the tikkun should be done, the ultimate tikkun should be done only through kiyum of Torah and mitzvahs. Lahoitzi kol koiches ha'gvurois min ha'koich ha'lapoyo v'chol giluyum ha'yoser ha'fshari ha'yidei giboyri koich ha'yoser dvaro. He really wants, we spoke about this in the last lesson that we learned, that all the gvurois, they're going to be all manifested through, in their fullest possibility, through the giboyri koich ha'yoser dvaro. Those who have tremendous power and are able to do the word of Hashem, they can overcome their yetzer, etc., and they will do and that through that, through the tzaddikim, through the gibayi koyach. Those are the people he wants. That's the route that he wants the gvuras to be revealed on, not through the rishayim. Va'oz hayu yotzim kulam b'tachlis hamituk v'bisum gamrila. And then they would have been able to. So here, you know, we spoke about I don't remember him saying anywhere. The question that we really kind of had, because he's saying, and we saw this last time also, there's a certain like tension over here in a certain sense, that the ultimate thing that we need is the gvuras are all going to be revealed. I'm sorry, sweetened. And those gvuras being sweetened, that helps reveal the Orein Sof. That's the biggest revelation in a certain sense. So he said, but he told us, and over there he said, and over here he repeats it, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really would prefer that to be done through the Gibarei Koich Oseh Dvaro. But what's interesting is that when the Leshem spoke about, if you remember, he spoke about what the benefit is of the Ra in the world. He said that, truthfully speaking, the Rishayim have a bigger capability of revealing the Gvurois than Tzaddikim do. Because the Tzaddikim, they are submissive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They completely give themselves over to Hashem, and therefore they don't have a push to reveal all their kaiches. As opposed to the Rishayim, they're being propelled to act according to whatever they want. They don't care about the Ratzon Hashem. So anything that's bubbling inside them, they let go. And in that way, they use their kaiches to the maximum. As opposed to Tzaddikim, who are always going to bend themselves before Hashem, if there's something bubbling inside them, they're first going to say, wait, what does Hashem want? And if they decide that Hashem doesn't want them to use that bubbling power right now, then they're just going to conquer it. They're going to be Gibari Kayach. They're going to conquer that. But in that way, the certain potential of Tzaddikim is maybe not going to be manifested. That's what he said over there. So there's a little bit of I'm just being mayor. I think maybe it came up last time we spoke about this. There does seem to be some information missing, at least, in how the Leshem would resolve that. There does seem to be, even with the idea that the tzaddikim would be mevatel themselves, are mevatel themselves fully to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it seems that even still there's a route where everything would be revealed specifically through them conquering their Ritzonis. Maybe that's the Gibari Kayach in their not doing things and submitting, maybe. So, but again, how exactly it stems, how exactly it fits with his Hesber, with his explanation of why there's a certain positive or a certain something better, something more advantageous to the Rishayim over the Tzaddikim and revealing Gevuras, there's something a little bit still blurry over here. Adrabo, if anybody comes up with a mahalach to explain it, we'll enjoy hearing it. In any case, that's basically, we don't have to go to the end of the piece over here, but that's basically the Leshem is a very, using the same principle that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap is using over here in Meimaroim. So the Leshem is using that principle to explain these two Midrashim, which seem to be very, very odd. And the point of those Midrashim, it comes out, is really to say this exact Yisod that the Leshem and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe are saying, is that the Derech of, which includes punishment and Gehenim, for doing that Ra, that Derech also brings to Tikkun. That Derech, so that there's never a step backwards when it comes to the Derech of the Tikkun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aim of being Megala Kvoide, which is not necessarily, like we said, happening yet, revealing itself yet, but the whole entire process is always moving forward. There's never any step backward. Okay, so now we'll go back to the last paragraph of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in this piece. Does anyone have any Ha'aras questions or?
So,
yeah.
Are you saying that this other derech to do the Ra, the person is doing it like Lashem Shamayim? He wants to have Hashem to be revealed in the world, and he's doing Lashem Shamayim?
So that's a good question. I would say that there can be people like that. I think on a basic level he's saying, in general, a person may say to himself, you know, like, listen, I have tivus, I want to do these averus, and ultimately Hashem, and ultimately they're also bringing the tikkun, so I'm a kabbal myself to Gehenim. He's not necessarily doing the Shem Shemaim, he's really doing the Shem that he could just do what he wants, but maybe he's justifying it, maybe he really wouldn't do it if he thought Hashem was fully against it. So maybe you could say that there's an aspect of Lashem Shemayim in there. Maybe, you know, I guess that would be the Medrash is explaining. But on a higher and a deeper level, the word Tzaddikim, and the Lashem has many, many examples of this in Sefer Adeya, including from Adam Arishon already, where they tasted from the bad, and they went down into the Ra, really Lashem Shemayim, really with thinking that Hashem wants them to manifest those koiches of Ra in order to reveal his oneness. And they, every time, it's always a mistake. And there were a bunch of the Lashem Haza, I think I mentioned this in the past, Adam Arishain and Shlomo HaMelech, and I went to learn the Kishif and the Rav, the world we see. So there is certainly on that level, the Medrash is would be pertinent to those tzaddikim, that they may have had not the same exact cheshbon, because you see by those tzaddikim, they didn't have, it's not 100% the same thing, because they decided they would go in and they would test themselves, right? They would, David HaMelech, not necessarily with the intention of doing something that's aser. Although by Adam HaRishon eating the chet of eating the Eitzadas, the Pashtus, that itself was already being over Dvar Hashem. That was a loisa said that he was over. So I mean, there were some examples of certain circumstances where they did not intend to do something that was mamish asur, but they were playing with fire, so to say. You know, they got very, very close. There are certain things. The Shlomo HaMelech, it says, the Groh has a piece in Mishlei where he explains, it's Chazal, it's not a, you don't need the Groh for it. But the Shlomo HaMelech had the cheshbon of marrying wives, right? The Torah limits how many wives he's allowed to have, lo yar b'lo nashim, that a king can't have too many wives. And the Torah says over there, right, because it removes the heart, removed his heart from Hashem. So Shlomo HaMelech figured, listen, I'm such a chacham, I'm so connected to Hashem, that for me that's not an issue. And that was a mistake. That was a mistake. And the pasuk considers it as if, yeah, they moved his heart from Hashem to a certain degree. That was a problem. So there can be different levels. My point is there could be different levels of this type of thinking, of like, yeah, maybe I could do something bad, or maybe I can get closer to the bad, or maybe there could be different levels. Doing the bad itself, because Hashem wants, that's the most extreme. You do have that concept, right? You have the concept, for example, but again, it's a little bit different. Aveir l'shma. We do find that there's this idea written about of tzaddikim that did an aveir l'shma. Famous Nefesh HaChaim, which is everybody has questions with, it's hard to understand. He said that Aveir Lishma only applied before Matan Torah, and after Matan Torah, already not. Of course, it's a difficult thing to understand, because Ya'el, the wife of Sisra, she, it says, did Aveir Lishma that was after Matan Torah. So it needs a Hezber, the Nefesh HaChaim. But in any case, that was one of the points that became a point of contention between Hasidim and the Misnagdim, was that Hasidim spoke about a lot of this idea of going of Aveir Lishma, where maybe a tzaddik does an Aveir Lishma. And Nefesh HaChaim was very careful to say that, no, Chas V'Shalom, no tzaddik can do that. And the Hasidus wasn't necessarily saying, I don't want to get into it, that's a shir in its own right, what the Hasidim were saying. But certainly they did not hold that the tzaddik should go ahead and do an avera l'shem shemayim. Okay.
Also the idea of the mapilim.
The mapilim also is an example, perhaps. In other words, they went in before the time. Yeah, and then there's the famous Reb Tzaddik, who's medayik. Reb Tzaddik Kol Milu Blinix was medayik that. That what's the lashon over there? Vehi loy titzlach, and it won't succeed. So he says it that time it won't succeed. But lasad lavai, it's going to succeed when they go up to Eretz Yisrael against Hashem's will. So that was apparently a reference to the Zionist movement. Perhaps many understand that Reb Tzaddik to be a reference to that. Well, he wrote it before that, but I think before the main, before it became a real thing. But that there is such a phenomenon. This is getting into a whole different thing. Can a person end up doing something kiveyachol neged the ratzon Hashem where it's going to be matzliach? That Reb Tzaddik certainly says yes. But again, in the context that we're learning tonight and learned last time, there is no such thing as doing anything neged the ratzon Hashem, because the ratzon Hashem, again, there is such a thing. But the ultimate ratzon Hashem, it's always succeeding. The ultimate, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is always pulling the strings, whether we're doing good or bad. He got the, a good example, I guess, is, the GPS or the Waze, right? So you can't make a mistake, because if you make a mistake, it's always going to bring you back to the goal that you're that you've pressed and programmed it to reach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol programmed into the system that even when you turn off, he's told you to go straight and you turn right, he's always going to lechashev mislul chadash. He's always giving you a new mislul. That mislul is not pleasant. That mislul is going to be with onesh and yisurim. Okay. Fine. Last paragraph. Al kein, and therefore, acharei hachet haklali, after the general chet of Adam Rishon, kvar huchna haderech harechoka shatikun hashelem yavah yedei derech hageinom derech onshim. So that far path, meaning the distant pathway, was already prepared, that the tikkun hashalim, the full tikkun, can come through Gehenim via punishments. Bohu masha amar, and that's what he said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right, that's what we started with last week. Pen yishlach yodoy v'ochal v'chay le'olam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed concern, oh boy, now that Adam Rishon had from the Eitz Hadas, so unless now he's going to send his hand out and eat from the Eitz HaChayim and live forever, and then there's not going to be any tikkun, even not through the distant pathway, because the distant pathway relies on death, relies on Gehenim. And if he's going to now eat from the Eitz HaChayim, he's not going to have that opportunity of death and Gehenim. Lachain, therefore, vayegaresh ha'sa'odah migan Eden. So he drove out man, he drove out Adam Rishon from Gan Eden, and that allowed for the order of the Derech HaRechoka to take its course. In other words, death and the punishments after death are the crucial backup plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if man sins. Well, man sinned, and now he had to have that possibility of death in Gehenim in order to fix him up, in order to bring still the tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But if he was going to eat from the Eitz HaChayim, he wouldn't have that opportunity of death and Gehenim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu drove him out of Gan Eden right away. That was the chash that he had. Oh, I don't want him eating for the Eitz HaChayim, because then he's going to lose out the Derech HaRechoka. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Derech HaRechoka to be the Eved situation. So he had to drive him out. Now says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Umam Oid Mechuvan Lazeh L'Shoyne HaKadosh Shel Rambam. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe wants to say that this Mahalach of explanation, which clearly is not explicit in the Rambam, right? Maybe implicit on a deeper level, but he says it's very, very beautifully fit into the lashon, the holy lashon of the Rambam. Mashem esayim, she anshu v'yigmeluhu v'yeh kol zeh yosher. If you remember, the Rambam's lashon was that they will punish him and they will reward him, and then this will all be yosher, straight. A very strange lashon. He says ki elokim. So, like, what's the Rambam pointing out over there? V'yiyeh kol zeh yosher. Let's look back at the Rambam for a second. It's just two lines over there, three lines. His lashon was, Yeah. Now, achar she is chayiv zeh b'metzius ha'adam. Once this is mischayiv in the metzius of the person, that they're going to have the ability to choose fully, good or bad. So he says, im ken she retzoni loyma she yase b'chrosu plus hatoiv v'arak hashiyirte. Im ken yischayiv l'amdoi darke hatoiv v'ravish yitzavei yozirei anshiyovi gemaleo. So if that's the case, now we have to teach him the pathways of good and bad, command him, warn him, punish him, reward him, and then all this will be yosher, will be straight. Like, what's that? What's the v'yiyeh kol zeh yosher? Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, because what does he mean? Ki elakim asa es adam yashar. Because the pasuk tells us that Hashem made man straight. Vehema bikshu cheshbonos rabim, and they, mankind, sought out many calculations. They started to make calculations. Hainum, that is, im shehema bikshu la'akem et ha-yosher. Even though they tried, they sought to curve or make crooked the yosher, the straight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man, made man straight and gave him the straight path of Torah mitzvahs, and they to try to bend that. V'chol zois, nevertheless, right, that's the behema bikshu cheshbein yisrabim. They made right, they sought out many calculations, meaning they turned off the yosher. They bent, they became crooked. B'chol zois al yedei ha'oynish v'agmol. Nevertheless, through punishment and reward, hakol chayzer lekavonos yisbaruch shmo, it all comes back to the kavana, the intended plan of Hashem. U'bein al yedei oynish, u'bein al yedei ha'agmol, whether it's through punishment or whether it's through reward, yachzer ha'oylam liyoshroi, the world will always come back to its yosher. V'yiyeh kol zeh yosher, it will always be, it will all be yosher, like the Rambam says. The kol zeh, Michael, like the mashal that we said with the ways, right? You might have turned off, but he'll make it that you're going yosher. You're gonna get, you know, he'll give you now the yosher from here. It's always gonna come back to the yosher. The kol zeh leman das, and all this is in order to know ki im kol habechirot ve'efshariyot sheniftichu, with all the choices and possibilities that were opened up to man, lo yuchlu l'shanot klum imimagomos shakadosh baruch hu, they are never able to change even a bit from the goal, the aim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ul oylam Hashem dvorcha nitzav b'shamayim, and forever, like the pasuk says, Hashem, your word is standing, is set in shamayim, meaning it's unmoving. It's only the word of Hashem that is unmoving in shamayim. Udvar elekein yakum l'oylam, and the word of our God is what will always will rise up, will be kavua forever. So that's the end of the parak over here.
You say all those people who says about them and them chelak v'olam haba, that mean that they cannot get back to Yosha?
Does that mean that what?
They can't get back to Yosha.
That's a very good question, and the truth of the matter is that the Leshem deals with that in Hakdamas v'Sha'arim, and in that same Shar, in Shar Vav, in Perek Tes, he says, "V'chein be'inyan ma she'amru b'kama mekoymus ein lechelik l'olam haba." Also, what it said in the number of places that they don't have a portion of olam haba, he ne'iyah kavana lefid v'reino. According to our words, it's the intention is, "I'll call meshech hazman ad she'agia esa tikkun." The whole time span till the time of tikkun takes place. He explains that there's different periods of time in the whole tikkun process. And Eilu Chelik Olam Haba, at some point, they too are going to have Olam Haba. So that's his mamish la'olam la yidach nidach. There's never going to be anybody that's pushed off completely, as far as Yidden go. There's never going to be, you know, even though, as he says, even that's the Chavon of Chazal, he says, all those Averas that the Eilam Chelik Olam Haba, that Chavon is that they, like, cut off, and he says, Hakavanu ki avad chelkei v'nifsak mimenu, that portion, his portion was cut off from him. Can he stalik v'olam and his alam isharsha? Because the portion of good, kiviyachol, that's what karis is, right? It's a detached, it's completely detached from him, his good part. Ve'ein lo takana, he has no takana sheyuchzer lo, ela al yedei echad mishnei dvarim hanizkar, al yedei ze al yedei ze. Either through the two mahalchim that he speaks about over there, which one of them, which is punishment stuff, and he says, "Avle b'soifine yitukana kol panim." But at the end, he's gonna, however it is, he's gonna be rectified. V'al yedeya oinshim v'atziruf v'alibun, and that's through the punishments and the purification, etc. So at the end of the day, yes, they too are gonna have olam haba because they also have some good deeds, right? Even the poishim shebi Yisrael are filled with good deeds, kerimayin mitzvahs, kerimayin. Pomegranate, and so that they will get. It's just a matter of they won't get it right at the first step, at the first stage when everyone's getting them above. They're not going to get, which is going to be a very big suffering for them. Yeah. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. So Bez Hashem, the Maisa next week is Rosh Hashanah. So let's see, when is Yom Kippur? I didn't look at the calendar here. Yom Kippur.
Sunday night, Monday.
Okay, so I mean, I guess we could do a share in Matzah Shabbos, and then so this next piece that we're going to do is very, very pertinent, I would say, to the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. I mean, yeah, he gets into the idea of Averis and somebody who's Nichshel and Teshuva. I don't know if we'll get to it though right away, because it's going to take time a little bit. That parak is going to take probably two times, but okay, the whole Tishrei, you know, Simchas Tei, it's all surrounding, the whole Tishrei is surrounding a Teshuva. All right, so till the next time. Well, have a good luck, and everybody should be Hashem. Should be zeicha to be have a week of tikkun for the whole year, and we should be zeicha to go into Rosh Hashanah, and as clean as can be without the yisurim. Tshuva allows us to go in clean without the yisurim. As Hashem, we should be zeicha all Klal Yisrael. Shana Teva this year more than ever. I think. If people were thinking about Rosh Hashanah in terms of the individual, and it never, like, you know, you didn't so much. I mean, I guess since the Holocaust was certainly a world, a time where the world was involved in something. But here, certainly, the entire world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just picked up the entire world, literally from one end to the next, and just sent it spinning. And nobody till this very moment has any clue where this is going, where this is ending, and how. So Kadosh Baruch Hu certainly was ma'ir us, like I said, a shofar for half a year already, and I hope we should all be zeicha to that the hisayrus is a real hisayrus and it's going to do something. We should get a big hamtaka, a big shana metuka, a shana tova metuka be'emes. So k'siv u'chsim teva to everyone, and a good vach and a good Rosh Hashanah.